Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would outlaw abortion in Alabama is getting a public hearing in the legislature. The House Health Committee will hold the public hearing Wednesday morning for the bill. If passed, the bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. The National Weather Service says an EF1 tornado with winds up to 95 miles per hour touched down in Troy on Sunday. No major injuries were reported. The National Weather Service says there were three tornadoes in Pike County on Sunday. And a death investigation is underway in Selma after a man's body was found behind an abandoned house. Police say the body was found in the 700 block of Lapsley Street. Police say the body was sent to forensics to determine the exact cause of death. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Luke Choir for details. ACbyLuqueChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Thank you. Dave Mowry in the studio. This is kind of easy listening voice here.
Stuck inside these four.
Let's just talk like this all day, Dave.
I'm with it. I'm not even going to get outraged about anything.
It's kind of like an NPR thing.
But then we'd have to move the mouth guards and smack our lips on the mic at least five times. Welcome. This is Dave.
Ugh, gosh, I can't stand the sound of mouths. I don't let my kids chew gum.
No, I try not to.
I mean, if I see them with gum, like, where'd you get the gum?
Yeah. Although, as you know, like, because you have younger kids and they'll, like, just eat a piece until the, like, for 4 seconds until the flavor runs out and then throw it away and get another one. And you're like, I had a whole pack of gum. Not anymore.
You know, I used to chew light blue Frida like it was going out. I mean, I would buy the 100 pack from Sam's and chew it all day, every day. Huh. I mean, 10, 20 pieces a day. And then I discovered I didn't like artificial sweetener, and I was done with that.
That'll ruin a lot of things for you.
Oh, I mean, it's basically all gums. I can have Hubba Bubba, Bazooka Joe. I mean, basically any gum that at one point had a comic book attached to it, I can eat. I don't know if I can eat the Tops.
Right, or Big League Chew.
Yeah, no, you can't eat Big League Chew anymore.
Oh, really?
Or Bubble Tape. They put fake sweetener in that. Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit used to be a full sugar gum. So did Big Red.
And they moved to artificial?
Garbage.
I don't chew much gum. Never anymore. Never have.
I loved gum. I would love to continue chewing gum. But part of it was I dipped my whole life.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was
like something to do.
In between.
Yeah.
I'd spit the dip out, put in the light blue Frida.
Now,
and freshen your breath a little bit.
I'll eat one of those big bags of sunflower seeds until my gum, like, until I've been storing it up here and my gums hurt.
Ugh.
But other than that.
Just regular flavor, ranch, or spicy?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, basically, it's like a salt delivery system.
Yeah.
It's like a salt, like, for a deer, you know? I'm over here with, like, a, you know, Lenny Dykstra-sized, you know, chaw, but of sunflower seeds. And they're all like, it's salty and they're like hard and raw. And, you know, some of them are pointy. So you like, it rips your gums up and you're like, this hurts. Give me more. Switch to the other side to give your one side a break.
But it's salty, so I'll take them.
Right.
David's, is that the name of the brand?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, apropos, well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Fitting. We talk about tobacco a lot on this station. One day I'm going to break down and go get another can of it. I'll find some place that has it for under $5.
We can talk about it till the end of time. And I'm blanket.
You have no interest.
I'm blanket out.
Yeah, I should be. I don't suspect I'll ever do it again.
No, I mean it's weird. It never agreed to me with me in any form. No smoking form. No smokeless.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Oh yeah.
You just didn't like it.
You just never really liked it. I realized one day, like, you know, go to a party in high school or whatever, and, you know, like, you know, bum a cigarette, and then, like, you wake up the next day and your mouth tastes like an ashtray. And I was like, I'm not getting anything out of this. Every time I try to inhale, I cough. Like, why am I posing?
I never understood the bum a cigarette deal.
I mean, I guess just people, you know.
No, but I mean, to me, either you smoke or you don't.
Right.
And if you don't smoke,
well, no, didn't you know a lot of people, like, in the mid to late 90s who only smoked at parties? Like, I had a lot of friends who, like, you know.
Carolyn? You, of all people? No. Oh, you were scratching your eyes. I'm sorry. I thought she was signaling she smoked at parties. I mean, I knew those people, but I didn't understand it. To me, you either have a tobacco habit or you don't.
Well, I kind of thought the same thing, which is why I was just like, well, I don't.
Yeah, so why bother?
Yeah.
Did you see Bernie Sanders on Fox News last night at all?
Was he covered in cat hair?
He was.
Okay, I was just wondering.
He was. Bernie had a big day yesterday, and...
Big day for Bern.
I got a lot of Bernie news. I'm telling you right now, I like Bernie Sanders. I hope Bernie Sanders stays in the race. I hope he does well.
Well, he's going to stay in the race. He's raised like $19 million.
And he's the leader.
Yeah, well, of course.
And we haven't forgotten about Notre Dame. I know the big story.
That's a name ID thing, though, too.
Yes, yes, yes. I know the story. Why haven't you talked about Notre Dame yet, Baron?
Baron, yeah. did you have a picture? Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay, then you're excused from posting a picture.
Of when you were there?
Of one that you took, and then you had to put it on Facebook. Like,
in 1993?
The world weeps.
Have you ever seen it?
We cry with you, France.
Never been to Paris?
No, I've never been to Paris. I've been to France. I've never been to Paris.
Never been to Paris.
Which is a rare...
I've never been to Europe, period.
Most people, you know, if you've been to France, you've probably been to Paris.
You flew in, at least.
Well, we lived in Germany, so...
Oh, you drove over.
Yeah.
Through the Rhineland.
That's right. My dad decided that we had to go to, like, each one of the countries that touched Germany. So, like, there's a town called Nancy. Nancy. like, what, an hour into France from Germany?
Is that where the name Nancy comes from?
I don't know.
N-A-N-C-Y?
It is an N-A-N-C-Y.
I bet it's where it comes from. Where else would it come from?
I don't know. But anyway, but yeah, he just, so we drove in, went there, might have had lunch or something, turned around, went back to Germany.
Here's why I'm reluctant to talk about Notre Dame or Notre Dame.
It could derail the whole show?
Well, it could, but that's not why I'm afraid to talk about it, because I don't mind being derailed on that. I have strong opinions on what likely happened at Notre Dame.
Oh, well, duh.
And I do not think, by any measure, stretch of the imagination at all, that what happened there was a construction accident. I think they were entirely too fast to say it was. This is a headline from March 21, 2019. Headline, Catholic churches are being desecrated across France, and officials don't know why. France has seen a spate of attacks against Catholic churches since the start of the year. Vandalism that has included arson and desecration. Vandals have smashed statues, knocked down tabernacles, scattered or destroyed the Eucharist, and torn down crosses, sparking fears of a rise in anti-Catholic sentiment in the country. Last Sunday, I'm going to butcher this name, the historic church of Saint Sulpice, that's what I'm going with, in Paris was set on fire just after midday mass on Sunday.
How's it spelled?
S-U-L-P-I-C-E.
Yeah.
Sulpice.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It
would have to be.
But. Although no one was injured, police are still investigating the attack, which firefighters have confidently attributed to arson. Built in the 17th century, Saint Sulpice houses three works by the Romantic painter Eugène Delacroix. It was used in the movie adaptation of The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. And then the picture in the story, this is a Newsweek story, the picture is police officers patrol Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on September 10. French church has been targeted by vandals in a spate of attacks since the start of the year. And the whole thing goes on to detail French church after French church after French church has been set on fire in France this year. That was from March 21, 2019. Keep in mind, it's just now April 16. That's less than a month ago. But as soon as the flames went up, I mean, the very first report I saw on it yesterday said construction accident. Macron yesterday pledged to rebuild Notre Dame immediately, quote, in a way consistent with our modern diverse nation.
Oh, gosh.
Which means...
what, turning it into a
mosque?
Putting a Buddha on it? That just sounds dumb. Sorry, that just
sounds
dumb.
In a way consistent with our modern diverse nation? I got bad news for people.
Like, what does that mean?
Catholicism, by definition, is exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not inclusive. It's not diverse. You have a strict set of beliefs or you're not in. It's a club. You subscribe to what the club believes in, or you're not a part of it. It's not a diverse thing. It's diverse in the sense that on the superficial things of diversity, the things that aren't really diverse. If you've got black skin or brown skin or yellow skin or red skin or white skin, you're not. That's not diversity. That's not diversity. If you think Jesus is the Son of God, or you think Muhammad is the prophet of Allah, or you think Buddha set his fat ass under a tree, those are diverse opinions. That is diversity. Because anybody who's white can believe in any of those things. Anybody who's brown can believe in any of those things. The immutable characteristics that make up what you look like are irrelevant. That's not diversity. So when he says, in a way consistent with our modern... and how do you have a building that reflects different skin colors?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well... right.
So, obviously, if he's talking about our modern diverse nation, he's talking about Catholics and non-Catholics. Or Catholics, non-Catholics, and other faiths, non-Christian faiths.
Yeah. Doesn't quite work.
Yeah. It's a cathedral.
I did learn
it's
that.
It's a Catholic cathedral. By definition, it cannot be rebuilt with diversity.
The crazy thing is that, basically, the wood on top burnt and the spire fell. The spire was built in, like, the mid-1800s.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
And look, apparently they've been calling to like do this for a long time because the renovations that were... Victor Hugo writes a book,
yeah,
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
people are like, maybe we should go see that. Maybe we should go see that church that book was about.
Yeah.
So they have an influx of tourism, and the place is a dump. All right, it's falling apart. So then they need to redo it, and so they redo it with like 1850s, 1880s, whatever technology. One of the things that I learned is that they use concrete in the joints, which can allow like water to get in them, and so like basically the whole place was like a walking time bomb, and they needed to fix it up, but I think the city owns it. And the church is supposed to maintain it.
The state owns it.
Yeah, okay. So either France or the city of Paris. That's what I mean. Like, so it's a government entity essentially that owns it. But the church, for using it, is supposed to keep up the repairs, having trouble raising the money to keep up the repairs. And now look, you get the whole world's eyes on it, right? Spire falls off. Everybody's really sad. Some French billionaire is like, I'll give 100 million francs.
They're up to $450 million. There are no francs anymore. Going back to 1990 money. Dave living in the past.
Euros just still seem weird to me.
Euro, it's a strange currency because it's, I mean, obviously a franc doesn't really mean anything, but it's backed by the sovereignty of the French government.
Right.
Like the U.S. dollar doesn't mean anything, but it's backed by the sovereignty of the U.S. government. There's no sovereign European government.
Right.
So who backs the euro?
Right.
That's what I've never understood about people trading in euro.
I'm just saying they might have come out of this okay. They saved all the relics.
Yeah, I saw that.
One of the stained glasses broke.
Well, I saw they got the crown of thorns out of there. They got all the good stuff out of there.
Right.
And pretty quickly, too. Are you saying this was an inside job?
No, I'm just saying.
I think it was a Muslim. They've tried to blow it up like 11 times.
Right.
They actually, I think it was in the last week. Maybe it was yesterday.
Yeah, they arrested somebody like on a conspiracy charge, right?
Well, no, they sentenced somebody
for
trying
to
blow it up back in 2016.
Yeah, okay.
Then it burns down that day. Only a small part of the interior church collapsed. The rest of it seems to have done all right. Here's why I thought it was arson, though. The first report I saw said it looked like the fire started in the attic.
Right.
I worked on an arson case. Gosh, a long time ago, 2006 or 7, where a little girl was hurt. And in the trial, I had to go sit and watch the trial. It was a criminal trial and a civil case that came out of it. But I had to go watch the trial. And the guy admitted to being the arsonist. And it was basically they're trying to get the other guy for paying him to do it. And so they got the guy who did it. And he explained that he burned down a lot of buildings. And in the course of burning down the buildings, he said there are a couple ways to do this. One is you start at the floor. He said a lot of people make a mistake and they go like eye level. They start burning stuff. He said it doesn't really destroy the structure because, you know, by the time the fire gets up into the attic and the roof, the fire department's already there. If you start on the floor, it can do more damage, has more fuel on the way up. But he said if you really want to destroy a building completely, you start in the attic. You get the fire really going up there and then it collapses in on itself. Mm-hmm. And so you destroy the roof structure, and then all the burning embers and fire and everything collapse on the interior. Yeah. Then that goes up. He said that's how you really screw up a place like that. And that's why it's always been in my head because it's counterintuitive. Heat rises, fire goes up, so you would think start low. But he said if you really want to destroy the building, start high. Because once
it collapses the attic floor, everything that's above that starts going into the structure.
And now you have the fuel and the embers and everything on the floor, on everything down low going up. And so that's why when I first saw this and they said that it looks like it started.
I figured Henri and Pierre were taking a break, puffing on some Galoises. One of them flicks it. Next thing you know, lands in a bucket of paint thinner.
He's smoking some Gitan.
You know, right. Next thing you know, 1,000-year-old church is almost destroyed. Whoops.
Why French cigarettes? They grow good tobacco over there?
No, I have no idea.
Los Gitans.
Les Gitans. Yeah, and Galois.
Not Los Gitans. That would be Spanish. Les Gitans? Galois?
Yeah, Galois. Because if it has a S and then an ES on it, you pronounce the S.
Bro, Winston's.
Live.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back in 26 minutes after 9 o'clock on a beautiful Tuesday morning. I mean, an absolutely gorgeous Tuesday morning. It was crisp and cool this morning, 63 degrees outside right now. Looking for a high near 80-ish. If you want to join us, 272-9228 is the phone number. This phone line is brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them later in the program. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. And we're joined by the treasurer of the great state of Alabama. John McMillan, one of the truly great, humble public servants. How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks. But now you two guys are going to have to speak English with me.
And, yep. Well, we were talking Le Giton. It's the only French word I know. Only because I smoked one time at Le Giton.
That fire was a horrible thing.
That was awful. You ever been over there?
No, I have.
You never went to the Paris Air Show?
No.
You're like the only official that
the only elected official that hasn't been.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's why I said he's humble. He's
that's right.
Humble. You don't take all the little trips all over the place and all that kind of
no,
stuff?
No, I take some that I feel like are important and necessary.
Yeah, you have to.
But no, I don't have time. Never have had time to do that sort of
thing. You go on the ones that pertain to your own job?
That's
and
true.
Not the other ones?
Yeah, that I'm not building airplanes.
Yeah. It's hard to be like, yeah, I'm going over here for agriculture.
No offense, but I wouldn't fly in an airplane you built.
I wouldn't either.
John McMillan is the treasurer of the state of Alabama, but a few years ago, you actually went down to the border down in Texas.
I did. And I was, and I've said this a number of times as I've thought about it more and more and have seen this progress down there. All the things I did when I was Commissioner of Agriculture for 8 years, I think if I had to pick one thing or one day, I would say it was a trip to McAllen, Texas, and seeing what's going on at the border. And this was mid-May of 14, so it was right, and actually, to put it in perspective, it was like a Wednesday before it really hit the fan that weekend on TV and all the news and everything about primarily Guatemalan youths that were coming up, the first really big caravan.
What brought you down there? What took you down there?
We had a meeting in Austin of the Southern Ag Commissioners and our counterpart out there, kind of at the last minute. Said, you know, if any of y'all would like to go to the border, and I guess he had a better feel, certainly had a better feel for how bad it was getting down there. He said, I can make arrangements to fly us out of here early on Wednesday morning. We'll spend the day down there and fly back that afternoon. There were about six of us that were able to fit that into our schedule, and I wouldn't give anything for having done that.
Did you go to a section that has a wall, or was it just an open border?
We went to McAllen, to put that in perspective, there's a dam that was built on the Rio Grande in the Eisenhower administration, hopefully for Mexican and Texas economic development, irrigation, that sort of thing. So, there is a big lake, I think, that's a result of that, primarily in Mexico. But what you see there is the river, the Rio Grande, which, except at flood stage, is really not that much of a river. It'd be more like a big creek in Alabama. So anyway, we went in there early that morning. We went to the Border Patrol station and had a fantastic briefing from the head there. Saw what was going on. They have a huge facility there. It's not big enough. I would say, I don't remember the exact numbers, it was designed to accommodate maybe between 300 and 400 people. The night before we were there, they had picked up over 1,500 crossing the river. And it's the same place, really, that you see a lot of the TV footage of the river and the black boats. We went out on the black boats, which really, the ones we were owned by the state of Texas, like the Highway Patrol.
Well, I was just looking at a map of McAllen, Texas, so I see what you're talking about with the dam.
It's,
and
far south.
I mean, it's not much of a river right there. You're right.
No, it's not. You can basically wade across it most of the time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you could almost.
But when he showed us video, I mean, it was just amazing. He had thermal video. Told us what all was going on and what we saw and what was happening in that facility. There were a few semi-private rooms, but they all had glass walls, basically. And we saw everything from mothers nursing newborn babies, but mostly that youth-type males that were there. They had a semicircle set of tables with computers and so forth, and what they did was bring them up one by one, take a picture, fingerprint, and then give them a notice to appear. And that was, we're going to put you on a bus or a plane or a train or something and send you to Philadelphia, Detroit, wherever you say you want to go. And you take this notice to appear to the nearest federal courthouse when you get there. So, you know, how many
of them didn't do that?
Yeah, how many of you think did that? But anyway, it was just fascinating in what they were having to deal with. And now they're getting three times that many a night, I think. But some of it, we saw video of the amount of drugs, how they're dealing with the drugs, how they're dealing with the chases out there that are causing all kind of car wrecks and deaths. Just it was just absolutely an amazing thing. We had a picnic lunch in a county park, which was nearby, with the sheriff of that Texas county and some of his deputies, and they had, it's the park is on the river, and they had picked up over 40 coming into the park across the river the night before.
I want to expand on some of this, and I want to go back to, I guess it was HB 56 or 57 several years ago, 2011 maybe, where Alabama had some real crackdowns on illegal immigration from the state perspective before the federal court struck most of it down. But I want to expand on all that and more. I do want to tell everybody about Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall, doing a fantastic job here in the River Region of providing a really a luxury place to go and get just about anything you could ever imagine. Now, Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall likes to say, if she doesn't have it, you don't need it. And I tend to believe that because she has just about a little bit of everything. If you guys like furniture the way they used to make it, they've got it. They got tables, they got chairs. Shop there before you shop other places. If you need knickknacks or decorations, wall hangings, or the types of things laying around as you sit on the mantle or you sit on some shelf somewhere, they got all of that and more. Also, one of the things I love is taking the kids out there and let them shop for clothing, man. They got great clothing selections, and it's a flea market, but it's indoors, it's air conditioned, it's heated, it's climate controlled. Everything's fantastic at Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. Get by there when you get a chance. You'll see three floors, elevators. They have elevators, but you'll see three floors full of gears, 200 vendors, and 60,000 square feet. Miss Dot does a great job. We'll be back.
I lived on the outskirts of town.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of more days of some pretty decent weather before the next storm system arrives. Today, sunshine and warmer with a high temperature up around 80. Just about a perfect day. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow, a warmer day with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Partial sunshine. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night. And some of the storms become severe with damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of tornadoes as well. Our weather app's going to come in very handy again. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Just yesterday, a quote from Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash to wash the historic Mark's House over in Pike Road, Alabama. It's got that greenish, brownish hue to it on that beautiful white paint. And the paint's fine. I mean, it's been painted not long ago, but, you know, just dirty. It needs a bath. And I love what happened at Auburn House Wash. I sent him a request for a quote. I had a quote in my email inbox within, less than an hour. Absolutely fantastic. And the only question he had is, are we doing everything? Are we just doing the roof? Are we just doing the house below the eaves? You know, what are we doing here? And I told him what we needed. He got me a quote. And I had told the folks that were on the Historic Preservation Committee, the board there, about how much I thought it would cost. And this was my lowered estimate based on dealing with them. It was about a third of what I told him it would be. A little over a third, about 40% of what I told them it'd be. Guys, I'm telling you, Auburn House Wash is a unique opportunity to get your house looking spectacular going into the summer season here. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. They don't use high pressure. It's all low pressure wash system. It doesn't damage the paint of the wood or the brick or the exterior. There's a lot of historic woodwork and brickwork on that house. And they're going to use a proprietary low-pressure system, get it cleaned up, and ready to go. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. You can check them out online, auburnhousewash.com, auburnhousewash.com, or look at his Facebook page. They got great before and after pictures, videos, and so much more. And it's cool when you ask for a quote because they send you an email and you get this little click-through menu and all that. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool how they do it. High-tech rednecks, I say. Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. Give them a call. 39 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, John McMillan joins us. Carolyn's here answering the phones at 272-9228. Again, those phone lines brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard. John McMillan, you are the not the commissioner of the treasury. What are you? Just the treasurer.
Treasurer.
You don't have like a cooler title than just treasurer.
No.
I mean, it's got treasure right there in the name. It's kind of a cool title.
Well, but you had you were the commissioner of agriculture and industries.
Right.
Before industries, sounds cool.
You know, whereas before people called you, they'd say, "Hey, what's up, commish?" So they call you Trej now. Is that like how do you shorten it?
I'm trying to get him to call me John.
John, fair enough. All right, so you came in. We were talking about your trip to the border back in 2014.
14, right?
2000 May of 2014. I referenced the bill Alabama passed a few years ago, and I think it brought to a lot of people's attention for the first time. I'm kind of torn on this issue. I've never wanted a wall until the last few years, probably the last 4 or 5 years, because I just never perceived it as that big of a problem until people started highlighting what's really going on. Because here in Alabama, we're kind of insulated from it. I mean, yeah. There's some illegal immigration around here, but not much. Most people on a daily basis in Alabama don't interact with illegal immigrants at all. But when they passed that farm bill the illegal immigration bill a few years ago, a lot of the farmers kind of said, "Hey, wait a minute. You know, we rely to some extent on some of these folks." Tell us, as from your experience as the commissioner, particularly during that time, what is Alabama's relationship with illegal immigration?
Okay, and of course I'll talk about two or three different aspects of that. First of all, this is a huge problem. It's a crisis, no question about it. But we've got to do something about the tremendous number of 12 million or whatever it is of illegals that we know are here. We've got to do something about having a workable work visa program. And we've also got to do something about border security. And the wall certainly is another huge tool in that toolbox. Now, as far as Alabama, there are a number of jobs, particularly in agriculture, forestry, like tree planting or any of the labor-intensive agricultural crops, that I don't care what anybody says, Americans, Alabamians are just not going to do. Right. And I've been to the farms. I've watched them. That we've got farmers that with some of that will virtually hire anybody that walks up. And what usually happens is they'll go to work and they'll come in about late morning and say, you know, I didn't realize I was going to work, so I need a little money to go buy lunch. And then you never see them again. It doesn't take but about a half a day. So that's a problem.
Why is that? Is it the type of labor?
It's intensive, and a lot of it, the pay
Give me an example of the type of stuff you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about planting, tending, and picking tomatoes, harvesting tomatoes, or sweet potatoes, or watermelons, almost any of those crops that have to be, takes a lot of hand work.
And you're bent over in the heat and the sun.
Right. And then, of course, some of it, like tree planting, is extremely seasonable. I was talking to a landowner down in southwest Alabama a few months ago, and he said that he's had the same man, I believe he said, from Guatemala, that comes up with a crew in the winter months in Alabama to plant trees, and he goes through several of the southeastern states with his tree planting crew. And then this guy himself owns a coffee plantation in I think it was Honduras, so he goes back home and then tends to his own crop. And that's the kind of thing we've got to accommodate somehow or another. The other part of it is we don't even begin to realize in states like Alabama how intensive the produce growing is in California, Arizona. We always at those national commissioner meetings sit alphabetically. Alaska is always, I'm on one end of the table. Alaska is always next to me, and then Arizona, oftentimes or sometimes Alaska doesn't make it. So I'll never forget one day I was along about this same time sitting by my counterpart from Arizona, and he lived in real close to the border down there around in southern Arizona, and he said that 5,000 to 7,000 Mexicans a day cross the border into Arizona to work in primarily produce
fields. And go back home at night?
And go back home every night. Come in every morning, back every night.
What kind of produce do they have over there?
Just like California, the salad bowl type.
Okay.
Lettuce and all of those crops primarily go into salads.
Do those need like a desert climate? Why are they growing them in Arizona and California?
They have enough irrigation.
They got that irrigation, Baron.
No, we don't have that here.
Right.
We don't need it.
It's a big asset. But anyway, I always remembered that because to me that was a big number of folks that they are depending on to grow and harvest those crops down there.
So is there an easy solution? Is there a way to?
We've got the start is, and I'm not real proud of our Republican Congress, but Congress has got to address some of these issues, in my opinion. And of course the. Some states have tried to do it, some more successful than others. Utah has tried to have their own green card type laws, and I think it's worked some there. But we can't just keep sitting here and not doing anything about this issue.
Here's my problem is, and I talk about it on the program a lot, I don't know how often you get a chance to listen, but the commoditization of humanity, when you're treating humans as a commodity and not as individual humans with autonomous rights and feelings and emotions and desires and dreams and pursuits of happiness that they have a God-given right to pursue, you tend to run into problems. And I think both Republicans and Democrats tend to err on the side of commoditizing illegal immigrants, either lumping them into a to hell with them, we don't need anybody, type of situation, or the other extreme, anybody and everybody who makes it to our shores gets to stay, because the Republicans want the political advantage of we're going to kick them out, and the Democrats want the political advantage of, well, if they come in, we'll have them vote for us.
Yeah.
And lost in that is the fact that you have a guy that's just trying to make a living and support his family. And I don't know what the right answer is. I tend to lean a little more towards kick them all out, let them fend for themselves, and we'll figure it out ourselves how to do this. And if we need people, we'll let a few people in. I kind of like Donald Trump's idea, big beautiful wall with a big beautiful gate, and let's figure out who's coming in and who's going and why, and how to keep track of everybody who's here. But I think both positions sort of lose track of the reality that, that they are human beings. And, you know, honestly, if I was there, I would try to make it here, too, because you can make a good life for yourself up here.
Well, that's right. And then at the same time, we also pretty much depended on them for a lot of the food resources that we get. We are importing about 30% of our food now, mostly from Canada and primarily Mexico. And that was one of the really positive things from our visit down there, was to see what a great job the U.S. Department of Agriculture is doing with their inspections at, of fresh vegetables, particularly at the border. They even got huge refrigerated warehouses where they can park an 18-wheeler in it if they need to take a closer look or backed up a little bit on inspections. And, of course, they can't inspect every crate, but randomly they take them out and in. I mean, they were really doing a great job of inspecting them when we were there.
Again, we went really long in the first segment, so we're going to cut this one short again. But when we get back, I want to ask you about the drug problem down there. And if in your visit down there that was addressed in any way, and we got to figure this problem out. I like your ideas. You're always full of ideas. And I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on that, the drugs coming across the border and everything like that. We'll be back 48 minutes after 9 o'clock. John McMillan, the treasurer and the former commissioner of agriculture of the great state of Alabama. More John McMillan, more Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman right after this.
And on, seems like such a long time ago. There was no one who would share my song. I was just a boy far from home. Became a man when you came along. We spent the whole night talking.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Be my silver spring, blue
right, guys, welcome back in. Can't get enough Fleetwood Mac on News and Views. Yes, yes, yes. This song was originally written and then left off the album. And then when they redid the album later, they put it back on. But there was a breakup in between the recording and production and the release of the album, and they, to Spider, chopped it off. So, our number 272-9228, 8 minutes down to the top of the hour. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292 if you want to get in touch with him over there, 284-9292. Tom Latham can do anything at all dealing with concrete. So if you have a patio issue, sidewalks, decorative stamped concrete you want, or just that, you know, flat white stuff that looks kind of brushed, maybe some polished concrete. Maybe you're building a racetrack in your backyard. You know, Commissioner McMillan, if I had about 20 acres, I'd build a go-kart racetrack out of polished concrete. Just for the children. Don't tell them I said that, though. They'll be asking for it. But Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. That's who I would get to build my racetrack if I could do it. He's a fantastic human being, a truly, truly, truly great guy, and he understands concrete. He understands the business. He understands the decorative part of it and how much that means to you. And he can do anything. Check out his Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Look at him on Facebook. Got thousands of pictures and videos there. Also, pennyearned.co, his website, which has a link to the Facebook page. Pennyearned.co, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Treasurer of the great state of Alabama, John McMillan, joins us. Before we head to the phones, I want to ask you, we were talking during one of the breaks about bringing drugs across the border, because I've read about Mexico, and in the 50s and 60s, it was kind of a hot vacation destination. People like to go down there and hang out. They still kind of do on the beaches, but now you pretty much have to stay in heavily guarded resorts, and you can't really wander around the countryside in Mexico much because it's run by drug cartels.
I also think that's state-dependent a little bit, but I know what you're saying.
What do you mean by that?
So there's like, they have like, what, 22 states, 15
kind of like
states?
We do?
Yeah. And there are several of them that are like, still fairly nice.
Uh-huh.
And like apparently Mexico City is probably like New York City or Chicago. Like if you go to the right neighborhood, like you're not ever going to have a problem. If you go to the wrong neighborhood, things might happen.
I see what you're saying.
It's hard to just say like blanket, this place is dangerous.
It's a hellhole.
But I will say the thing that's really hurt them in what the last like probably 10 years is that the violence from the cartels has crept to the beaches and the resorts and stuff like that. You've seen a lot of that.
I know somebody, and you know him too. We've talked about him recently off air, who was hired by Mexico to come up with a marketing campaign to basically send the idea that this is a safe place. We love Mexico. Come back to Mexico. And he came back with that little Mexico with the sun on the O, mm-hmm. and the little logo, whatever. And and it worked. I mean, the whole campaign turned around the image of Mexico down there and all that. But when you were on the border down in McAllen, Texas in 2014, did they talk about the drug problem at all?
Oh, yeah, a whole lot. And he showed us a lot of video in that briefing of how they do it, each one of the illegals, with the, of course, the coordination of the cartels, would bring a little backpack of drugs across the river, and then they'd concentrate them when they got on the U.S. side. And they showed us video of chases, and the Mexicans, I think I've got this right, treat the middle of the river as the boundary, and the U.S. treats the northern bank of the river as the boundary. So in those chases, if they can just get that vehicle, like a pickup or a van, they just run it into the river as fast as they can.
Really?
And, of course, with cell phones, then you have little boats and people coming from every direction to rescue the drugs and get them back so they can try it again.
The U.S. will intercept somebody and they'll just drive the car into the river, and the U.S. won't go into the river after them.
No, we can't touch them.
How about that?
Don't touch them once they get to
them. And they don't mind losing a car if they can save all their drugs.
Right. They
of course not.
Throw away a car.
How about that? I wonder how many cars.
It was really fascinating. Right? It was just amazing what's going on down there. It's only worse now.
Yeah. Would a wall help, you think, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got to do something about securing the border.
I agree. Randall, you're on the air with John McMillan.
Hey, and there's a bunch of cars there. I seen a little thing where they was going around, a dude was going around diving, pulling them out, and but he was in search of drugs. So, you know what I mean? He was trying to see if there was something in the cars and the trunk. But, Mr. John, brother, I love you. But I think you sitting kind of on the fence and don't really realize it, because you think you see a need for them coming over here for trees and for the farming, and we don't, because as you know, 10 years ago, they were planting the pine trees for International Paper. And I watched them. I thought it was amazing. I mean, up to 10 years ago, they were still in Alabama doing it. I know they probably wasn't in some other states, but they could reach back here in their backpack and just pull that pine tree out and never miss a step and throw it right into the hole, Barry. I mean, it was staying straight up every time. And it was crazy. But guess what? They don't do that no more, because their price of planting can't outdone the need of the manufacturer of something that somebody came up with. Now they have a pine tree plant machine they pull behind a skidder, and they don't have no need for it no more. And if you put a border up, we're going to cut the drugs off. They can put them sensors down there for the tunnel so everybody can shut up about that, because you can't even get close to a safe in Las Vegas, without vibration. So that's out. So we need a wall up. And innovation would take care of itself. We will come up with something for a plant and tree. For peppers, peppers is a big thing. I mean, you never mentioned peppers, but they come. Mexicans don't even want to mess with the peppers. I mean, so the Guatemalans come now to do the peppers. I mean, and even they see a better way of life. And just like you said, Baron, when we went down there in the 50s, they saw the money and they followed it back. They saw the white folks were doing the drugs down there, getting away, and it was our fault. We brought it back to ourselves. And we just got to shut the border down and build a wall. I promise you, Mr. John, innovation will take care. We will come up with some kind of way, and that's what we need. We need more. We need our people to think harder and better and quit worrying about somebody picking a pepper by hand. We need to be doing it with a machine anyway.
That's a good point, and actually I had made a note here in front of me to mention technology, because, and that brings forth another problem, too. If we have a lot of these illegals that are here for that type labor, and as we are able to become more technology advanced with agriculture and other industries as well, that now utilizes that type labor with robotics or whatever, the demand for that labor is going to be gone. So your point is certainly well taken. And then what are we going to do with those folks?
Well, yeah, necessity is the mother of invention. If we don't have anyone to pick tomatoes and peppers, then somebody's going to come up with a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or the price will level out, and the farmer will make more money on less tomato.
A tremendous amount of work and research and development's going on, particularly in California, with this type of thing right now, especially the robotics side of it.
You only got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want the folks to know? I know you got to get out of here at 10.
No, I think that one little humorous thing that he told us about while he was giving us that briefing, he said they had a new officer who was patrolling on our side of the border, and so